Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Borland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Borland. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Runnels out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freeze moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeze scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Landis moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jerry Casale now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis scores. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-1 in the game. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Casale moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Casale moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Casale tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Freeze strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Smith steals second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Smith moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Lawler moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzón settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzón fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Freeze moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Dave Hillman now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 12-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Billy Muffet now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 13-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 15-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith moves to second. It's 16-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Freese goes all the way around to score. It's 18-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Joe Hicks now playing left field. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Tasbai reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Tasbai scores. It's 18-2, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 18-4, White Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 0-for-1 in the game. Muffet strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hicks moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hicks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 19-4, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 19, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-4, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-5, White Sox. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-6, White Sox. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 0-for-2 in the game. Muffet strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Freese reaches third base with a triple. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's 21-6, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 21, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Green moves to third. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 21-7, White Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 21, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.